cannot speak out one ha'ara, at least, on the first daf of Perek HaShalech. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to get into it in the next few days. But just L'shoinei Azov Shalach Sam Sofer, it's Mamish HaKdom at the Perek HaShalech, and I just think it's kedai to speak it out. He says as follows, Da, ki ikur din bitul chiddushu. The ikur halacha of our Mishnah, of Perek HaShalech, is a chiddush. Ki l'shav yishliach al yedei diburoi, rachman raf. The fact that a person can make a shliach, but then you have a pasuk in the Torah, v'shilach v'shulcha, v'shari yalfusayis reish perik beis dekedushin, and all the other mekayrus that the Gemara brings in the beginning of Perik Ishmakadish. U'bedibure nasa maisa, shazeh ha-shliach nasa gemaisa. There's a chiddush ha-Torah that even though you only said, please be my shliach, but at the same time it happens. Ach levatel ayidei diburoi, but to be mevatel shlichas ayidei diburoi, afal gafte misvari yeshloima. Even though logically it makes sense that ha-pesha asoy shliach, hu ha-peh ha-mevatel. That the same peh that made him a shliach should have the peh to be mevatel. But at the same time, aval einenu kein. But that's not the way it works. Because at the end of the day, shlichus is gzeres hakosuv. Shaydei diburei nasa kemoisai. Vezeloi niska bekrashi yochel levatel zeh. Im kein have a sol kedaitach amino. So really, it would make sense for there to be a havamino sheinu yochel levatel. Kemoi betruma. I'll give you a mashal. Says the Chasam Sofer. Shem amar oichid sheiv truma betzad zeh. Let's say a person says, I want this to be truma. Shuvli asi diburei umevatloi. You can't just be mevatloid. Im loy al yidei sheila al nidroi. But I say, hapesha asar hu hapesha hiter. It doesn't work that way. Because bidiburei nasa maisa. Something happened al yidei diburei. It was chal truma. Here too, it was chal ashlichos. V'hochanami havesol kadai techamina. This is something I would have thought. V'hochinami techsam soifer says, even more than that, sphira leila reish lakish, but reish perik beis de kedushin de layasa dibra mevatel dibra. We mentioned reish lakish in the daf. Who holds layasa dibra mevatel dibra? So based on that, for sure, this is not something you should be able to do. Anan kaimelon k'Rabbi Yochanan. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Ta'asi dibur u mevatel dibur. And because we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that asi dibur u mevatel dibur, so it's that chiddush of asi dibur u mevatel dibur that allows this to happen. But the Chasam Sofer says it is a chiddush. He goes a little bit weiter, but we have to learn more Gemara for that. But at the end of the day, this idea that someone can be mevatel the shlichos, because that's what's happening here in Perek HaShalech, is not as posh as it might seem. Meaning, mitzat muscharishin, yeah, hapesh hasoy shliach, hu hapeh mevatloi. But it's not the way it works, because in truma it doesn't work that way. So mechatesi, once there's a chiddush haTorah, there's a gzeres hakosuf that says that a person can make a shliach al yedei diburei nasa maisa. It was chala shlichus. So who says you have the right to go ahead and be mevatel? But the point is that this idea that you could be mevatel shlichus is a chiddush. With this says the Chasam Sofer. This is the part we're not going to read inside. It opens up the whole Perek HaShalech. Why was it that even barishoyin it had to be done b'fnei beis or b'fnei gimel? Just be mevatel it. You have to make a shliach b'fnei beis or b'fnei gimel. So why do I have to be mevatel b'fnei beis or b'fnei gimel? Because to make a shliach, the Torah gave me a koyach to do that. As opposed to be mevatel it, now I'm being mevatel a maisa. That's something that requires beis or requires gimel. We'll see there's an inyan that if the shlichus was done ba'api asara, could be you need a minyan of people to be mevatel it. And all these chedushim, says the Chasam Sofer, will come to light a little bit better when you realize that really this is a very big chedush. Because the fact that you can make a shliach b'diburoi, that has a makar in the Torah. But the fact that you can be mevatel a shlichus b'diburoi, that doesn't have a makar. Yeah, osi dibur or mevatel dibur. That's true. But at the same time, that dibur that's going to be mevatel dibur has to be a dibur olim. It has to be a dibur that has a certain chashivos. Bifnei beis, bifnei gimel, ba'api asara, a whole shulchan aruch, which is why, says the Chasam Sofer, and just to bring it full circle, when we went through the daf, so the Gemara mentioned the fourth siurim in the Mishnah, and each siur has a Mishnah. The first siur hataychet ha-Mishnah. The whole akdam is one grace chiddush. And that is that the fact, the mere fact, the etzim hanochot, that it's shaykh to do a bitul shlichus, that in and of itself is really a grace chiddush.